listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about the gift of friendship. And I'm going to read to you from Philippians chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5, where we read this. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, making request for you with all joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. You can see here how Paul valued the Philippians as his very special friends. Paul was thankful for the gift of friendship. Often we take our friendships for granted. We assume that this was just another wonderful part of the Christian life, but Paul knew what it was like to be alone and friendless. Paul directed his thanksgiving to God because he saw that this gift of friendship was from him. God deserved the credit. Prayer sustained Paul's friendship with the Philippians. Paul didn't get to spend much time with them. His first visit there was cut short after he was thrown in jail and then miraculously rescued. Afterward, he only came to Philippi as he was passing through. It was never for many months or years. Paul probably wrote this letter some 10 years after his first visit to Philippi, yet his affection towards them was still alive. And what kept it going? Prayer. It wasn't long telephone calls or text messages or frequent emails. It was simply thinking about them. It was praying for them. We often say, out of sight, out of mind, but it is more accurate to say, out of prayer, out of heart, when it comes to our friendships in Jesus. We often think that we must resort to prayer to maintain a friendship only when we're out of contact, but prayer is what keeps the friendship of next-door neighbors together. When we stop praying for our friends, our friendships will start becoming less than what they can be. Let those words, with all joy, sink deeply into your heart. Paul could not pray for the Philippians without a sense of joy filling his heart. What a great way to judge our friendships. Do we have joy when we pray for our friends? Paul's friendship with the Philippians was centered in the gospel. We gain friends through all sorts of common interests, but the best kind also has the gospel of Jesus Christ in common. Friends in Jesus are not called to just enjoy themselves, but to also be used together for the purposes of the gospel. For many friendships, this is a missing element. You may enjoy each other, yet something is lacking because there's no real fellowship in the gospel. What those friends need is to pray together about what God would have them do together to further the work of God's kingdom. Now, some people sense a lack of friendship in their lives. The best advice is that old saying, if you want a friend, be a friend. There's no person less likely to develop friendships than the person who is self-focused and just waiting around for somebody to be their friend. So today, let God guide you as you reach out in prayer and friendship to those around you.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.